Welcome to another edition of Things You Know That Just Aren't So, and Important News You Need to Know. Presented by Patrick A. Heller of award-winning Liberty Coin Service in Lansing. Take it away, Pat.
Good morning. Toward the end of the last century, private employers were required to record on their financial statements the liabilities they owed for future payments of employee pensions and retiree health care benefits. This change forced the private sector to issue financial statements that were more accurate than they were in the past. It took another two decades, but these same requirements to report unfunded liabilities for employee pensions and retiree health care benefits were finally imposed on state and local governments. The Lansing City government now fully complies with these financial reporting standards, with the result that residents and taxpayers can see that the city government is in the hole by hundreds of millions of dollars. If only the Michigan state government were equally as compliant. If you want to learn about the complete financial position of our state government, you will not find it. This information does not exist. Instead, the Michigan state government has set up a financial reporting system which too many taxpayers and residents might mistakenly think is a complete report on its finances. 12 years ago, in what may have been a blatant attempt to prevent the public from fully understanding its horrible financial condition, the Michigan state government set up the Michigan Finance Authority. If you look at the latest financial report for the fiscal year ended September 30, 2021, the fine print reveals that this deliberately omits the net present value of unfunded liabilities for employee pensions and retiree health care benefits. Right on the front page, the very first line reads, Michigan Finance Authority. The second line is published in a font almost too small to read that states, a discreetly presented component unit of the state of Michigan. Despite that disclaimer, the third line on the front page is misleading when it reads, Annual Comprehensive Financial Report. In this 132-page document, there are really only two places where readers would find out that the Michigan Finance Authority financial report is not actually a complete financial statement for the entire Michigan state government. For these details that expose the deceptive nature of this financial report, come back Friday for more Things You Know That Just Aren't So and Important News You Need to Know. I'm Patrick A. Heller, Communications Officer of Liberty Coin Service in Lansing. Thank you for listening.
This is a paid advertisement. The previous views expressed do not necessarily reflect those of 1320 WYLS or MacDonald Broadcasting.